بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الرابع عشر عن أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: يا أيها الناس إنكم لتقرؤون هذه الآية: يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم أذى إذا اهتديتم. This last hadith in this chapter of Amar bin Ma'ruf wa Nahy ani Munkar. And as we have been reading all along, that it is a verse which is on every individual, that we must command the right and forbid the wrong. In this last hadith, we narrate about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and very, very few hadith are narrated by Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The reason for that was he was extremely fearful of quoting the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From that we can understand that what he has narrated, how important and how valuable that is. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O people, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَقْرَعُونَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. You people read this ayat of the Quran Sharif. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. O people, you care and worry about yourself. Take care of yourself that you don't do anything wrong. Then the consequence of that is لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ظَلَّ. Those people who have gone astray, they won't be able to harm you. If you remain firm on deen, then those who are doing the wrong things, who are gone astray, will not be able to harm you. If you stay on hidayat, as long as you are on hidayat, you are on the right path, the people who have gone astray will not be able to harm you. Outwardly it appears that if a person worries about himself, keeps himself right, and other people are doing wrong, it won't harm him. But from the very same ayat, as Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained, إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. If you people come onto hidayat, and hidayat is not just that you yourself remain on the straight path, but you make an effort as according to your means to bring others also on the straight path, then the people who are doing wrong will not be able to harm you. So then to explain it, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, وَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. I heard Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ say, إِنَّ النَّاسِ إِذَا رَوْزْ رَانِي. If when people see the wrongdoer, the purpose zani, the person who is a wrongdoer, when they see him, فَلَمْ يَأْخُذُوا عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. And they do not stop him. And in fact, yeah, they don't catch him by the hand. They don't stop him from his wrongdoing. Whatever that wrongdoing might be, the very big wrongdoing or the small wrongdoing, as we are seeing commonly, the wrong that is being done by people, especially during this festive season and the holiday period, how many people are engaged in how many wrong things, whether it is in dressing, whether it is in lifestyle, whether it is in education, whether it is in other things, so many things people are doing the wrong thing. And if you do not stop them from that, أَوْشَكَ أَن يُعَمَّهُمُ اللَّهُ بِإِقَابٍ مِّنْهُ. It is very close, it is very possible, very close, that Allah Tabaarak wa Ta'ala will send a general azab down for everyone. For those who are the wrongdoers, for their wrongdoing. And those who are not doing wrong, but not stopping the others from doing wrong. That is the wrong they are doing, that they are not stopping others from doing wrong. So Allah Ta'ala will send His punishment and make it general for all. May Allah Tabaarak wa Ta'ala give us an understanding of our deen and give us the tawfiq of practicing. And the least is if we don't have the means to hate it in the heart. Otherwise that hatred from the heart also goes and we start condoning it. And the condoning, as we have read in the other hadith, is that we socialize with them, we just live normally with them, laugh, talk, joke with them, etc., and carry on, that is a very dangerous condition. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala guide us all to righteousness.